Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by Shorebird shortstop DJ Layton. And DJ, will start here. You had a long home run the other night. Was that the furthest you've ever hit a baseball?
Probably. Definitely the hardest I've ever hit a baseball, especially righty. But I knew once I hit it, I knew it was going to go far. So probably the furthest baseball I've ever hit, yeah.
Well, it's been a pretty good season for you overall. As at this point in the year, you've got about 30 or so games left. So how are you feeling as we're at this point in the season?
Just trying to stay confident, trying to stay calm, trying to stay healthy, stay on the field. Just continuing to get better each and every day and finish the season out strong.
It feels like consistent is a good word for you because you've been on the field just about every single day. You've played more games than anyone this year. So it feels like you've done a pretty good job taking care of your body and really being in there as much as you can.
Yeah, I mean, health is a huge thing for me. I want to stay on the field as much as I can. I feel like the less you're on the field, the less opportunities you have. So I want to be on the field as much as I can to help my team out and just be out there, get more reps.
This is certainly an important point of the season for a guy like you because this is, at this point in the year, the most games you've ever played in a season by far. So physically, how is your body feeling at this point?
Body feels good. I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job of going in the training room, getting some treatment. I feel like the staff is doing a good job of managing my workload and being transparent with them on how my body's feeling day to day, game to game. And just trying to be as open and as transparent as I can with them.
Now, we talked back in April about the adjustments you made compared to last season. And now at this point in the year, how are you feeling? Or how much do you feel like you've improved over the course of the year? What maybe part of your game do you feel like has improved the most?
I feel like the mental game has improved the most for me over the course of the season because I feel like to start the year off, I might have got down a little bit if I made a couple errors or if I struck out. But I feel like now my mental game has gotten a lot better. Just learning how to control my emotions and just take at bat to bat, day to day, rep to rep, and from game to game.
And the mental part's such a big part of this game too, especially at the plate. And one impressive thing about you is it feels like there's a lot of counts you might get down 0-2, but you always find a way to battle it back to get it competitive where you do get a hit, draw a walk. So what goes into your plate approach that's made it so effective?
I would just say, like I just said, going from pitch to pitch. If I get down 0-2, just trying to extend the at-bat, and just make the pitcher throw more pitches and hopefully he makes a mistake more so over the plate that I can hit.
How much has Colin McBride, the hitting coach for this team, helped you this year?
Tremendous amount. I mean, it's unbelievable how much he knows about hitting and how much he wants to help us out. And it's honestly on us to want to go to him. And I feel like I've done a pretty good job of going to him about for advice. And then also he's done a really good job of talking with me, helping me out, and just helping me out in that aspect.
Now, one thing that's been noticeable recently, you've played obviously all over the diamond, and we talked about that before we went on air, but it feels like you're getting a lot more reps at shortstop, and it certainly feels like you're getting a lot more comfortable right at that position. So how have you seen your growth been, maybe defensively as a whole, but maybe more specifically at shortstop?
I would definitely say the game has slowed down a lot at short. I feel like to start the year, I might have been a little too fast, a little bit too quick on my feet at short, but I feel like as the game has gone on and as the season has gone on, I've got more reps, got more comfortable. So now I feel like everything's starting to slow down. I'm starting to see the ball better, pick my hops better, and just make better throws over to first base.
It feels like the instincts are certainly really good for you. You've got a tremendous arm, and it always feels like that internal clock is always in the right spot for you.
Yeah, I know. I feel like if I get the ball, I feel like there's nobody that can outrun my throw. So I feel like my internal clock is pretty good. So I feel like if I get a good hop, I feel like I have plenty of time to get over to first base.
And one thing for you in the offseason is you got a chance to work out and get to know Jerry Harrison Jr., former big leaguer. So what was that experience like to pick the brain and really get a chance to work out with a guy who's in the big leagues for so long?
It was unbelievable. Just being able to talk to him and learn what it takes to succeed at the highest level in the hardest sport you can possibly play. And just knowing what goes into it day to day and just the work that you have to put in and how you have to be mental.
What was maybe the biggest takeaway you had from working with him?
The mentality of that like dog mentality of just like being that guy and knowing that you're that guy and not letting anybody else tell you otherwise.
And then finally, as we've got about 30 or so games left, hard to believe, but what's maybe something you're trying to stay focused on as we come down the stretch here?
Just continue to get better and not take these last 30 games off and just stay hard and just keep going.
Well, DJ, we appreciate the time as always. It's been fun watching you play and best of luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Shortstop DJ Layton, back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.